The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene.
Good afternoon, Kathy and listeners. Well, not such a good afternoon for those on the Golan Heights this afternoon, as there were multiple Tseva Adom or code reds, as it was found that a drone was shot from Syria. It managed to infiltrate some 10 kilometers inside Israel. And unfortunately, the IDF are not saying who was operating it, but they do claim that they do confirm that Israel had it under full operational control and managed to shoot it down with a Patriot missile. And the IDF said that they waited to launch the missile after it had carried out a number of defensive actions to prevent any kind of escalation. Now, this comes as Prime Minister Netanyahu meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin to tell him that under no circumstances will we tolerate any kind of Iranian influence in Syria. Are we talking about Iran being responsible for this? The IDF are not saying anything at the moment, but we do know that fragments from this exploded drone fell into the Sea of Galilee, or the Kinneret as we call it, and the IDF actually asked boats and people to stay away from the Kinneret, or boats to dock, because they were in the process of retrieving pieces of the shot down a drone. And in a statement from the army says that it's prepared for a possible violation of sovereignty in the Golan Heights. And as we have said before on numerous occasions, we reserve the right to defend our sovereignty and our borders.
Yeah. Rolene, a second flotilla, just moving on to some other stories that I want to run out of time with you. A second flotilla in 2 months is intercepted by the IDF. Where was it coming from? A flotilla being a collection of ships. So where was it coming from? Where was it going to?
Well, we've seen that these type of flotillas, these attempts to break the maritime blockade that both Israel and Egypt have in place for a variety of reasons to stop the infiltration, or to stop Iran from supplying Hamas with arms. And this was a fishing boat that attempted to break through the naval blockade. The destination for this flotilla, or as some in the army are calling it, a flotilla, because it barely registered a flutter, the destination was Cyprus. They said, however, the boat lacked the necessary equipment to reach Cyprus, and they say that this was more likely a symbolic act of protest, and on board were at least 8 Palestinians who had participated in these great return marches and were injured. So it was more of a statement than any kind of serious breach. But the army medics provided treatment to anybody who was injured. And I think the biggest attention that it got were hundreds of Palestinians who had gathered along the beaches of Gaza to see what was happening with the boat. And they were intercepted peacefully. And anybody who needed to be arrested was arrested.
The next story I absolutely love. It turns out we could actually have a green moon. Is Israel
wanting to land white moon?
Well, I'm thinking green, because Israel, they literally took the desert and made it green. Everywhere you go, there's the plants, there's crops. Do you think that they could do the same thing on the moon?
Well, I just want to say, before BDS and before the United Nations get hysterical, start drafting resolutions and having protests, Israel's Space IL and the state-owned Israel Aerospace Industries, or IAI, as we know it here, announced at a press conference that we hope to become the first non-governmental Israeli entity and the fourth country to land a craft on the moon. This is after the US, the Soviet Union, and China. Now, before everybody gets hysterical, it will probably be unmanned. Because we know, Kathy, that BDS are going to accuse us of colonizing. And we know the UN are going to say something about disproportionality and colonizing and, occupation. Mm. So before everybody gets all uptight, it's probably going to be unmanned. And it will be launched from Florida's Cape Canaveral on the SpaceX's Falcon 9 in December. And it will purportedly slingshot around the planet several times. It sounds like I'm a scientist, Kathy. I'm really not. I'm just telling you what
excited.
The research says.
Yes.
And it will land on the moon and send photographs and collect data. And Kathy, we'll see from there whether we can green the moon.
Listen, just between you and me, I mean, it is only us talking, Ro, but I think that BDS is given far too much credit. I really do. I'm completely over it. I'm giving them no more publicity. That's it. I will not be talking about BDS again on this show.
Amen to that. And not to fear, everybody, we will put a small Israeli flag on the moon.
Oh, my God. They're going to plant some date palms. Rolene Knox, have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we'll catch you tomorrow.